Alrighty. So here's what we're starting to explore: student-centered teaching, which goes to what a bit of what Sarah was talking about. Yeah. And I wrote an article about this a little while ago, and I was just reviewing it this morning, and I was like, oh, that's good. I think maybe I'll just read it. So I'm just going to read the first part to you, okay? I want to just start to open up the discussion about what it is to kind of utilize this particular way of teaching and to step outside of being very focused on how we feel and how we're doing and if we're doing a good job and saying the right thing and actually involving the student, which is what creates accountability, mutual accountability and responsibility. So it starts like this, with a quote from Walt Whitman. Sorry, I get a little poetic sometimes.
Waxing.
Let your soul stand cool and composed before a million universes, and your very flesh shall be a great poem. Wonderful, wow. Walt Whitman, gently, deeply touching the heart of us. I came across this quote, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Did you find that?
As it pertains to teaching, Walt's words bring two things to mind. One, that teaching can often feel like being at the center of the universe as we face the infinite complexities of the body, mind, spirit of the student in front of us. Two, that if we live there too long, the center of even our own universe, it is to our ultimate folly. For when we put ourselves in this place, on stage, in the spotlight, with attention only for our own performance, voice, or agenda, we not only get in our own way, we are in the student's way. We deprive our students of the opportunity to inquire for themselves and create a learning experience that is intrinsic and replicable. If their moments of discovery are not embedded in what comes from them, why should they care? It's not your experience or mine that they will remember later while lugging kids around or executing their tennis serve. It's their own. We use our experience and insights as tools to evoke and pull forth understanding, but here's where it can go all wrong. Too much sharing, too much telling and correcting, too much guiding and convincing, too much focus on you and what you're doing to help them get results, reach their goals, feel new things, too much center of the universe, not enough Pluto. When it comes to being truly effective in our teaching, you and I are not the center of the universe. We are Pluto, beautiful, bright, unjustly demoted from planethood, sparkling Pluto. We offer a vantage point, a certain perspective, a gravitational pull, but we stand off to the side and watch how the body in front of us takes it all in and makes use of it. Instead of teacher at the center, we put our student at the center. In this way, we give them permission to relate to their own inner knowledge, a way of analyzing and constructing, rather than requiring them to put their trust in us alone. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So here's a common scenario in the midst of teaching. You know, we're all working on our cues. We all want to be effective in what we tell our students or how we are manually cueing them or correcting them. And so we often are just telling them what to do, right? We learn well how to tell our students what to do. Draw your shoulders down, soften your shoulders, draw your chin back, do this, draw, you know, whatever it is, drop your right hip, push into your right foot. That's all fine, but that only goes so far, right? Because it's us, we need a mirror, right? We've all had self-practice and we all have had the experience of like, it's hard to just do it ourselves. It's hard to see everything and feel everything. And yet on the other side of that, we can't just, the mirror cannot be the only thing that a student sees, you know, just what's reflected back in us. It has to be something intrinsic, because that's a big part of what we're doing is we're not just teaching exercises, we're teaching awareness, right? We're teaching the body and the person how to be aware of what they're doing so that they can replicate it outside. If it's constantly just coming from us, draw your shoulders down, pull your chin in, push through your right foot, it doesn't, there's no sticking point, right? There's nothing that relates to their own experience. So when they go out in the world, what do? They do what they always do because it's what their body is really good at. And then maybe they hear us. You know, you get students who say, oh, I heard your voice the other day. That's great. That's great if they can actually integrate that into what they're feeling, right? And they have that experience of the internal sensation and the external feedback. Right? That's great. But if it's only external feedback, there's a whole nother piece that's completely missing. So there are lots of ways to do this. And I want to reframe this particular scenario. So instead of, well, let me just read these because it's easier because they're already done. So the teacher says, we're going to revisit arm presses and I want you to talk me through it as you do it. Right? So here's just one simple way of giving the responsibility to the student. It's like, this is no longer me teaching you the exercise. This is you taking on responsibility for knowing the exercise. You know, and they look at you like, what? Do what? So you have them say, we're going to do arm presses. I want you to talk me through what's happening as you do it. So they have to verbally, specifically relate their own experience outward to what to you, right? What comes first? What sensation initiates each phase of the movement? And those might not be the things that you say, but how do you typically take them through? What do you want them to know? What do you want them to learn? What's important in terms of what's the intention of the exercise and how do you get them to go in and feel that intention or not feel that intention in their own body? The teacher might say, how does it feel when you do it that way? Can you do it differently and make it feel more connected, more easeful, stronger, but with less effort? So depending on what quality we're trying to pull from our student, we can ask them. And this is a primary key for student-centered teaching is asking the student, right? What's it feel like to you? What could you do differently? What's going on here? Where are your shoulders? Where's your breath? Are you using your abdominals? Like I'll typically be taking a group of students through an exercise. Say it's an arm or leg focused exercise. We'll go halfway through. We'll talk about the key points. And then I'll say, now see if you can do the rest connected with your abdominals. Like, are you using your core? Does this exercise feel connected? Or are you just using your arms? Oh, yeah, just using my arms. Well, what would it feel like if you used your back and your belly and then your arms? So you have to, you know, we often get these students who are beautifully curious, who are asking us all kinds of questions, who are excited about learning more about the movement. But that's not the majority. That's the minority. And so by trying to draw out the curiosity from them, by making them, putting them on the spot, like, what's going on? Like, how's that working? Like that, does that feel good? Because that doesn't look like that feels really good. I mean, you have to model it after what feels natural to you and your personality, but asking the student, you know, requiring them to pay attention, but not only pay attention, but pay attention, listen, explain, share, you know, explore. Like, oh, that's interesting. Well, I only feel it on my right side. Oh, well, let's look at that. You know, maybe that's because this is going on. So this becomes a dialogue, right? This is what teaching is really about. It's about partnership and it's about relationship and it's about an agreement that you make with your student to get to a certain goal. This is not you, the guru, taking the student where they want to go.
Sage on stage.
Right. That's right. Exactly. Because it might feel satisfying for a little while to you and to them, but it's not going to get lasting results, right? It's not going to be something that they can take with them. So in a student-centered approach, we put the responsibility into the student's hands by asking them questions and leading them to explore connections that are inherent in them. We allow them to trust themselves and rely on their body, what their body can do, rather than on what we tell them their body can do. One of the things that we can do as teachers is to build confidence in our students, right? Because we will always perform better. We will always feel safer if we feel confident in our body. And a lot of people don't feel confident in our body. So through student-centered teaching, we can specifically help a student build confidence